If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Daniels wants to throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected and incomplete.
There is
no flag. Ole Miss has won over LSU 55-49. Wow. What a game.
What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
Is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss Podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
Today's show is brought to you by friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sports book. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sports book. Oklahoma's a current 4.5-point favorite over Ole Miss. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
Hey everyone, welcome in. Excited to be joined by Drew Ingraham. He's the Senior Associate AD for External Engagement for Ole Miss. And maybe a new face for some Ole Miss fans that I guarantee you, though, if you see him on the sideline, he's working. I mean, that's the hardest working guy on Saturdays, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But, Drew, thanks very much for carving out a few minutes today.
Hey, I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Let's get right to it. You've had a lot of experience over your years, but I'd love to start by just asking you, what is you and your family's thoughts on Oxford after moving to town and Ole Miss as a whole? I know you guys have been a lot of different places, but I'd love to know what you think about the city.
Oh, we love it, man. It was love at first sight. We came out here, so I started the Monday of Memorial Day. I came out here and just started to get everything situated. I had some temporary housing, and my wife and kids moved out with me just to see the area. They had to go back to Greenville, finish out the summer. They spent three glorious days here in Oxford, and it was a done deal. It was a wrap for my wife. The kids just absolutely adored it. So they're loving every minute of it. We were able to, knock on wood, we were able to get a house out here, and my kids started school out in the Oxford School District. And so they are fully engaged. They are involved in all the community athletics and programs and whatnot. And so it's been an unbelievable experience for my family, and they couldn't be happier.
Boston College, graduated from Boston College, experienced at Colorado College, Montana State, Texas Tech with Coach Beard. We'll hit that in a minute. And then Furman. Drew, let's get right to it. Game day in Oxford, there's nothing like it. What are your thoughts early on in football season, Saturdays in Oxford? A lot of fun with the Grove. Love to get your overall thoughts.
No doubt. I mean, to be completely honest with you, the Grove is something that I have heard about my entire career. Every stop along the way, we would have some fan or some component of our fan base that would experience a game day at Oxford and would come back. And whether it was somebody I knew personally or somebody who would send me an email or a phone call saying, have you all seen a game day in Oxford, Mississippi? They have this thing called the Grove, and it's the most amazing tailgating ever. And so I would hear about it over the course of my career. But I will tell you without hesitation that nothing matches the experience. No case study, no picture, video. When you're out there and you hear it, you feel it, you smell it, you just can feel the energy out there. It's an experience that is second to none. And I've been telling folks, you know, the opportunity to come to work at Ole Miss and be in the SEC is such a wonderful career opportunity because every week, every home game that we have, the bar has to go up. Because in the conference that we're in the landscape we're in, everybody's raising the bar. There is no plateauing out. There is no evening out and staying where you need to be or where you are. You have to raise the bar every game. So that's what we're trying to do. We meet, we tweak, we expand, we eliminate. We want to make sure that every game day experience, somebody walks away with some component, if not all, saying, "That was awesome. I can't wait to get back. I'm exhausted from cheering. I'm exhausted from the excitement, but that was one of the best experiences in college athletics."
That leads right into our very first question today. If you could, I know you wear a lot of hats. I mean, you do a lot here at the university. Walk us through a Saturday in your shoes, if you could, just for a moment for a home game, and kind of let the fans know kind of what goes into your game day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at first it usually follows a night of anxious sleep. So it's there's a little bit staying up late and there's early rising. It usually depending on kick time, my staff and I try to get here. I haven't been able to beat Neil here yet from event management, but I'm trying. That's kind of a tall task. But I get here roughly about between 7, 8, 6 hours before kick. Just make sure that everything's lined up from a standpoint of is our script intact, and then from there make sure our run of show matches our script. We take our game day script and then we condense it into a two-pager document front and back that we can just make a quick reference as far as what's going to take place and the timing that's going to go on through there. Usually by that time we're testing video board elements for about the third time in stadium, making sure everything is up and running on game day. Usually take a lap around campus, just make sure Grove setup is going well. That usually begins the day before when we check in Grove tents. Do a sound test out at the Grove speakers. We've been doing game day announcements as far as when kickoff will begin out there. Make sure that the speakers are working and operational up there. Then usually make my way over to the stadium. Drop off the bag and then head up to press row. Check in with our guy Brad Sheffield up there. Make sure everything's operational up there for him and he's doing well. Check in with the production booth. Make sure that's all up and running. And then really from there on out, we're kind of in the we're what we call the drop zone. Then we're looking at our watches. We've got the team arrival for the Walk of Champions. We're looking at our 110 meeting with officials and the visiting team. And by that time, we're really into our run of show. Gates are opening and the student section is starting to fill up. We're making a couple last announcements in the Grove. And then after that, we're getting to game day. We're getting to kickoff. And so it's a fast segment of time. I think that logs in a quite a few amount of steps, but you know, there are so many people in this department that are doing just as much as, if not more, from our event management staff, our facility staff, my staff, just a hardworking group that understands the importance and the value that comes with a game day in Oxford.
Gennaro Wilson sang the national anthem a couple of games ago. He's become a good friend over the years of singing, and he's incredible. It's just one of the things that Ole Miss does a really good job with, from a fan standpoint. I'd love to ask, as much as you can share, there are some home games left. What are some things some fans can be looking forward to that you can share over the next couple of weeks? Some things that they could be excited about.
Yeah, we've got some things cooking, right? We've got some things that we kind of. So what our plan is we go into every season looking at games, and obviously we're beholden to kick times, television kick times, right? So what we do is we just establish a series of levers, and we prepare and plan for each scenario of when our kick time is assigned. Obviously, we have a 2:30 kick that opens up some opportunities and that we can explore with that kick time. What are we going to do to make sure that game day is the best we can possibly make it? Now, if we get a night game and we got a kick time around 7, or seven or six or so, then we can look at it and we got a really big lever we can pull with what we can accomplish there. So what we do is we try to plan everything out to be completely prepared for when those kick time assignments come through, so we know we can execute at a high clip. We do have some things in store. We got some things we're waiting on final confirmation on, just based upon availability and kick times. But I can tell you that we've got three amazing home games to finish off November for us after we get back on this finish up this two-week road stretch. And our plan is we're not going to disappoint. South Carolina, Citadel, Florida, they're all going to be high octane, high level, high energy game day experiences.
Well, as you saw, Carolina, I believe 2:30 or a night game.
Yep.
So the good news is there's an opportunity there, and then of course we'll see. And I'm just assuming, just to speak on behalf of the fans, what you mean by opening up a big lever, that means that the sun has gone down and the opportunities are aplenty at that point.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what it is. When the sun goes down, we've got some things that we can do that we can't do with a noon or a 2:30 kick.
I'd be interested at this. What are some challenges? I know that they can be, kind of like a snowball in any job. But what are some challenges that you face kind of on a daily level, and then maybe some challenges that might come up on Saturday, and what are some ways that you can correct those?
So I think for challenges that we face is we just want to make sure that the information and how we communicate with our fan base is clear, concise, and it's easily understood and consumed. And I don't mean that as a challenge that we struggle with it. I mean that as we're always looking at ways to make sure that we're maximizing our messaging. Being in the world of marketing, communications, content creation, content strategy, in-venue messaging, this world that we exist in is people are constantly getting inundated with news, with messaging, and it comes from a screen, it comes from their phone. What do we do to make sure our messaging stands out? What do we do to make sure that people see value in following our programs on social media, following our athletic department on social media, listening to the announcements that we make in game, whether we're fulfilling a corporate partnership agreement with one of our many great partners. So our biggest goal and challenge in that capacity is just making sure that our messaging is creative, our messaging is direct, and our messaging is received. And if we can do those things, and we can in partnership with that, effectively tell the story of Ole Miss athletics and our programs and tell the stories of our student athletes, then we've really hit a good spot. Knowing full well that some, not everything, we're going to miss some things, we're going to have some blind spots, but what are we doing to constantly address those? And the willingness and ability to say, you know what, this didn't work. We tried, it didn't work. Did it work because it wasn't a bad idea? Was there a flaw in execution? Was there a flaw in planning? And then revisit that. So I would say probably our biggest challenge is just in this world of overstimulation and information, making sure that we have a place at that table.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
You and I have been doing this for quite a while. What has been some changes that has really stuck with you over the years, and what are some ways you've had to adapt in this line of work?
I would say 100% the evolution of game day. And I think that game day experience used to be a lot more about go to your tailgate spot, hang out with your friends, go in, watch the game. If you had a cool song play, if you had a song that hit, or if you had a video that people liked, it was great. But now, game day is an experience beyond that of what happens between the lines and what happens on the field or what happens on the court. You want to make sure that you tailor your game day experience so everybody can enjoy it of different capacities, whether it's a young couple, a family of four, a retiree, a group of buddies going, a sorority group that's attending, a church group that's attending. What are we doing to make sure that our game day clicks in all those capacities. So part of it is just understanding the evolution of your game day presentation, and how you make sure that that is achieved. Now, obviously, at the end of the day, it's about wins and losses. But if you can get the W and get the win, and then also have one heck of a game day execution where people are talking about the intro video, where they're talking about the fireworks show between the third and fourth quarter, where they're talking about a great band halftime performance, where they're talking about egress from the stadium was easy, clean, and effective, then you're really hitting your stride. But it's constantly understanding the evolution of your game day experience and what goes into that, and really what the expectations of your fan base is.
I know you guys listen to a lot talk about fan engagement. You listen to a lot of fan feedback. What is the best way for Ole Miss fans if they have a favorite song they'd like, if they have a particular time of the game to where the light show happens? What's their best way for them to contact you and give that information?
I always tell folks my email address is on the staff directory. It's my last name, Ingraham, at olemiss.edu. You reach out at any time. Scroll down that staff directory. I read my emails three, four times a day. If there's a question that people have, I'm more than happy to answer any questions with follow-up phone calls. But usually I like to, I don't want to say, I like to have people, if they have ideas, suggestions, or want correspondence, just contact me directly. If I can't get you the answer, I sure as heck will find it for you.
Texas Tech and Chris Beard. That's a fascinating time I know in your life. Now Ole Miss fans have embraced Beard Ball, and I know you're excited about basketball season. I'd love to kind of get into your thoughts on the pavilion this year, kind of the game day experience. To say that it has been an injection, not only from Coach Beard, but I think from an engagement, an exciting standpoint, the basketball games at Ole Miss are on another level, and I know you guys are going to have to go even higher this year with the enthusiasm with the team.
There's no doubt, I mean, with Coach Beard and Coach Yeo and her program, they're both coming off of Sweet 16 runs. And our goal, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whether it's baseball, softball, is we want to create the best game day environment across the board. All of our programs get it, where people can go, whether you're a baseball fan, softball fan, basketball fan, football fan, you know what to expect when you come to an Ole Miss athletics event. And we're going to make sure that you have one heck of a good time, and we put on one heck of a show. Now, my familiarity with Chris Beard, it was a pleasure working with him at Texas Tech, and I'm really excited about the opportunity to work with him here. His expectations are constantly growing and constantly going up. And to be able to work with somebody like that and understand the assignment of I got a text message from him yesterday. We were at a record high season ticket sales going into this basketball season, and he sent me a text message with, basically saying, keep pushing, like, we're not done yet. And the reply is, message received, yes sir, understood. So that will continue to go. What we do on a daily basis is we're never content. We adapt as an administration, the same philosophy our coaching staff does, is we're never content. We're never done doing the work. There's always something that can be addressed, and we can always improve.
Once you fully flip the switch between football and basketball, what if anything is the difference between a football experience and a basketball experience? And what do you tap into the difference, and if there is a difference, and what fans can expect?
Yeah, I think really the football experience and the basketball experience is that we want to take what people experience in a 6-hour day in football, from tailgating through the game, and condense it. Basketball is a little bit more of a condensed period of time, right? So on the front end, we want to make sure that people have they have easy and convenient access to their parking. Are they able to get into the arena in a manageable time? But then once they get in, it's about packing what we would do into a 3.5, 4-hour show into 2 hours. It's about utilizing the pavilion and that wonderful facility to all its full capacity with our messaging, music, video engagements, but then also really never losing track of what we want to highlight is our programs. We want to highlight our student athletes. We want to make sure that our fans get a clear understanding of who these young men and women are, and develop a relationship with them, because Oxford is a town that loves their student athletes, love their sport programs, loves Ole Miss. So our job is to create that connection.
One thing that I failed to mention this earlier. I wanted to ask you real quickly, specifically at Ole Miss, and I'm sure all across college athletics, paper ticketing has been the way ever since the advent of the ticket. And then
Yes.
here lately, everything has went electronic. I think Ole Miss has done a really good job, not only from parking to in-game ticketing, cashless at the concession stand and that sort of thing. So Ole Miss has done a great job. How much of a challenge was that from going from paper to non-paper for some of the older clientele, and how has the education process been with that?
I think it's always a challenge. New is challenging, but to your point, the paperless ticket, the paperless transaction is the way of the world right now. So, most people are paying bills on their phone. When you're flying on an airline, you're putting your ticket on your phone. When you're paying, when you're gr doing grab and goes through an airport or in another location, you're doing it with a card or with your phone. So what we just tried to do is message our have our messaging be specific to our fan base. And show the convenience of it in advance, and just trying to begin that education process early, months and months and months out, and then get to the point that once it's game day and once we have that opportunity to do so, they've had the opportunity to do so and fully understand what that process is. Now, that also means that we have individuals on site who are willing and able to assist in any capacity possible, because sometimes things happen, right? And people may forget to do it, or they had issues doing it. So we just try to continue the process of education and make sure that it's clear and concise. We have it living and breathing on our website, and we'll just continue to push that through.
Looking throughout your career, I know you've had a lot of rewarding experiences. You've learned a lot, I'm sure, from mentors. What are some things you lean on? What are some things you've learned maybe that to this day, and you remember what someone told you either as a student, as a GA, or as someone in the workforce in college athletics?
I think the one thing I always go back to is the big thing is that if your heart's not in it, it isn't going to work. This is a career that's built on passion, on dedication. It's about knowing that what you do makes a difference in the lives of not just of your student athletes, but of your fans, and knowing to lead with your heart. But then also, I'd be remiss if I didn't quote my direct report, Dr. Eric Wood. Other thing too is problem solvers get paid. And we consistently live in a world but where we need to problem solve. So we need to embrace that. We need to know that we're going to be faced with adversity and problems, and how we approach that with our heart and our mind is going to lead us to success. But we can't run from the problems. We got to figure out how to address them and solve them.
Yeah, Dr. Wood, incredibly bright man and someone that I have a lot of high regard for as well, I know, as you do. External engagement is what the AD, or at least the Senior Associate AD title is. Why did you choose that area when you kind of got into this business, and kind of what led you to that?
Well, it's funny. It's kind of like the Jekyll and Hyde, right? In my private time, I'm very like introverted. I like to be around my wife and my family. But when it comes to being, forward facing proponent of athletic departments, I love being out and connecting with the community and the fan base. And I love storytelling. I love being able to promote things and see a reaction from folks with our messaging.
And final question for you, Drew. Thanks very much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun. What is your why when you get up every day? What kind of leads you to at the end of the day, when you can look in the mirror, you can maybe have dinner with your wife and family and say, you know what, today was a success. What is that why when you get up?
It comes down to one word, and we talked about it during our executive staff retreat. My why right now is impact. And I know every day I wake up and I can make an impact, whether it's in the lives of a fan, whether it's in the lives of my coworkers, whether it's in the lives of student athletes, coaches. And I want to make sure that I do that and make a positive impact on their experience as a student athlete, as their day-to-day operations as a coworker, but or as their passion as a fan supporting Ole Miss.
Is Drew Ingraham, the Senior Associate AD for External Engagement, kind enough to give us a few minutes today. A lot of exciting things coming at Ole Miss, a couple of football games left, and then beard ball, yo ball, baseball. It never stops, Drew. And thank you very much for joining us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.